Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech using a voice cloned from the author. 传信 AI. Is it actually worth paying for? That's a question a friend of mine in sales asked me. Last month, he ran over time in a meeting and had to purchase an add-on hour pack on the spot. That's when he realized the personal plan is $8.99 a month for 10 hours of credit. That's just the entry price. The more you use it, the faster that bill climbs. I did a proper look through their official page. To be fair, Transsync AI has done a really solid job making things work out of the box. Even the free tier gives you 40 minutes of full functionality. You install the app, pick a language, and you are in a meeting. Real-time translation, subtitles, and meeting summaries, the whole pipeline running end-to-end. For anyone who doesn't want to touch anything technical, it's genuinely approachable, but my situation is quite different. I am in meetings constantly, Taiwan, Japan, Chinese, English, partners across Southeast Asia. My monthly usage runs well beyond what the personal plan covers. After running the numbers a few times, I decided to build my own setup, Claude Haiku 4.5 for translation, paired with three speech recognition engines, Grok, Quen3, ASR, and DeepGram, switching automatically based on language, keeping costs as low as possible. The result, for a one-hour Chinese-English meeting, the API cost comes out to roughly 16 new Taiwan dollars. No monthly fee. Every additional meeting costs exactly what that meeting costs, nothing more. So here is my conclusion. Smooth to use does not mean cost-effective. Before you subscribe, sit down and calculate your actual usage. That one calculation will tell you more than any review ever could.